Sarah, why don't you tell us about some exciting new social media projects that Wisconsin Farm Bureau is part of and having a lot of fun with.
Yeah, so we've been doing Takeover Tuesdays on Snapchat and Instagram, and both of those social media channels are very visual, so you can share pictures and you can share videos. So we're very, very excited to have actual farmers and Wisconsin Farm Bureau members taking over our Snapchat and Instagram accounts.
For those who don't understand, what is Wisconsin Farm Bureau, and why is it so important that you're making such a huge strive to get towards the younger audience with these programs?
Yeah, Wisconsin Farm Bureau is a membership organization, and we have farmer members. We have about 24,000 farmer members who we call voting members. And it's really important for us to do these Takeover Tuesday programs because it's a way for those members to share their story about what happens on the farm every day. And people of all ages are on social media, and they're especially popular with the younger generation. So we want to make sure that farmers are sharing their story with everyone out there on social media.
All right, you'll have to explain this to someone that maybe isn't as social media savvy as some others. Snapchat is a platform where you share pictures for just a few seconds and they go away, right?
That is correct, yeah. Snapchat is very quick. You can share short videos, share pictures for a short period of time. Instagram is more long-term. You put the picture out and it doesn't go away. But as I had mentioned before, both very visual. You can share pictures and get information in real time.
And explain to us, you know, you have different individuals that are Farm Bureau members. They're more or less taking pictures of themselves throughout the day. Is that it?
That's correct. Yeah, we actually let our Wisconsin Farm Bureau members take over the account for the day. So they're the ones that are logged in. They're taking pictures of themselves out on the farm or at their job if they're working off the farm and just sharing with us a little bit more about what they do so we can all learn more about Wisconsin agriculture.
Is this kind of an idea unique?
Yeah, it is a pretty unique idea. There are some other state farm bureaus that have done Takeover Tuesdays before, but it's a great way for Farm Bureau as a membership organization to highlight the members that really make Farm Bureau the organization that it is.
Is there 100,000 people out there watching along every Tuesday, or how's it been?
Well, you know, we've had a great response, but I'm looking forward to an even better response. So hopefully everybody that's listening will tune in, and you can follow with hashtag WFBF Takeover Tuesday, or you can add WI Farm Bureau on Snapchat.
That certainly is some interesting stuff. Now, I guess my real question is, why are we doing this? Just to tell our story? Or is there some back and forth? Is there interaction?
Yeah, most definitely. We want our farmers to tell their story about what they're doing on the farm or at their job every day. But we also want people to interact with us. We understand that people in agriculture and outside of agriculture don't know everything. So it's a great way for them to ask questions and learn a little bit more and learn from the experts who are doing it every day.
Certainly an interesting idea. Now, June is dairy month. So I guess I could expect maybe seeing some pictures of some dairy cows this month.
That is for sure. June being dairy month, we will be highlighting some dairy farmers from Wisconsin. We're just wrapping up May. May was beef month, so we had different beef farmers from around the state of Wisconsin sharing what they do every day on their farms. And now June will have a big highlight on our dairy farmers here in Wisconsin.
For those people out there listening, not every dairy farm is exactly the same, is it?
No, that is for sure. And we're going to highlight different farms in different parts of the states. And so you'll have to tune in and follow along with them.
Very fun, very fun. I imagine we'll see the Wisconsin Farm Bureau at lots of dairy breakfasts and that kind of thing as well throughout June.
Yeah, we have many events that we do throughout the month of June. So dairy breakfasts and Snapchat and Instagram takeovers will be very, very busy.
Sarah, tell us about this new Ask a Farmer Fridays program with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yeah, we're very excited to have started Ask a Farmer Fridays on our Facebook page. So we have Wisconsin dairy farmers who submit videos answering common questions that people have about dairy farming and dairy cattle. So it's a great way for them to answer questions that people have, but they'll also interact with anybody who posts questions on those videos.
You'll have to tell me, what's been the response so far?
So far, a great response. You know, farmers love to hear from other farmers in the state of Wisconsin and learn new things, but also people who aren't on the farm like to hear from farmers as well and just know a little bit more about where their milk's coming from.
Interesting. You know, I guess I take it for granted that I kind of know what happens on a dairy farm, but all month long, individuals will be able to, well, tell their story even more in depth than just the Snapchat and Instagram that you were telling us about before. Will you continue this program past June Dairy Month?
We're certainly hoping to continue it. I personally find it to be a great program for farmers to really be transparent about what happens on their farms every day. And so I'm definitely hoping to get some more Wisconsin farmers that want to step up and answer questions and get some more questions from people out there.
Maybe you could share with us, Sarah, what is the most frequently asked question? I mean, back when I was younger, people seemed to think that chocolate milk came from brown cows, but I think we've gotten through that phase thus far.
Yeah, I definitely think that we've done a good job of communicating where chocolate milk actually comes from. But no, I would say that people just wonder the basic things, you know, how do you milk a cow and what do cows eat? And, you know, things like that. And it's things that when you work on a farm, you take it for granted that you know that information, but not everybody knows that. So it's a great way for us to communicate that.
Can you explain to us, you know, what's been the toughest part of these programs? I mean, not everything is easy breezy.
Yeah, I would say the toughest part is just the planning and the preparation that goes into it. I have to be constantly in communication with farmers from around the state and telling them what the questions are and helping to get these videos sent in and uploaded to our social media channels. So there's a lot of planning and preparation behind the scenes.
Sarah, you're going to have to explain to our audience just how do we find these programs that you're talking about? Maybe we have a Facebook page. We log on to our Facebook and what do we search?
Yeah, so on Facebook, you can find us at Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. So if you just search that on Facebook, you'll find us. On our other social media channels, Snapchat and Instagram, you can find us at WI Farm Bureau. And we're also on Twitter, so be sure to check Wisconsin Farm Bureau on all four social media channels.
Are the days almost gone of sending out a newsletter every week? Is it more or less going to be just social media blurbs? Is that how we're going to get our information?
Well, social media is definitely a very important tool for getting information. We do also send out a weekly newsletter, so I wouldn't say that those days are gone by yet, but definitely social media has become a very popular news source.